Okay, good evening, everybody, and a Freilich and Shushan Purim to everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Shin Samechei, and we'll be learning Se'ifim Aleph and Beis. This is page Reish Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mavo Shinifres Bel Pirtza Mitzido Klapei Rosho. If, let's say, you have a breach in the sidewall of a Mavoi, but it's right toward the entrance of the Mavoi, meaning it's all the way toward the front of the Mavoi, but it's in the sidewall. Im Nishar Omid Barosho Pas Rachav Arba'a Tfachim Mutter. If there's still four Tfachim left of the side wall toward the front of the mavoi, then it's mutter v'shlote pirtzios lesser, provided that the pirtza is less than 10 amos. V'im lo nishar pas arba aser, but if what's left of the wall toward the front of the mavoi is less than 4 tvachim, then it's going to be aser elam kein reisa pirtza pachs mishlosha tvachim, unless the pirtza itself was lavud, was less than 3 tvachim, where it would be considered closed. Says the Mishabura mitzido klape rosho pirusha mavoi yamusukan belechi o bakora. You had a regular mavoi that had a lechi or a kora at its entranceway, v'nifrat echad me'aksalim shebitzad orcho, and one of the long walls on the side of the mavoi had a pirtza in it, had a breach in it, klape rosho samuch lelechi o bakora, more toward where the entrance of the mavoi is, near where the lechi or the kora is. Im nishar v'chalei arba atvachim, so if you have 4 tvachim of wall left toward the front of the mavoi, shadai nishar shir chashuv b'mavoi, so there's still a proper shir of a mavoi, l'chein lo batel ha-pesach ha-gadol. So it's not mevatel, the main entrance way of the mavoi. V'yafak av debi al shir aruch mavoi lo pachs mi'ar ba'amos. So it says Mishmur, wait a second, 4 tvachim is not the shir of a mavoi, 4 amos is the shir of a mavoi. V'kan al b'sim shin samach an l'siv chavav, haynu im nasa mavoi betchila. That's when you're building a mavoi. So if it's 4 amos long, then it's a chashuv b'mavoi. Avakan, but over here, it already was a mavoi. It's a question about what takes away the status of a mavoi. As long as there's 4 tvachim with solid wall on both sides, so then it's still going to retain the status of a mavoi. So we said that's only if the pirtza is less than 10 amos, eser amos, da'ad shir zehu b'chal pesach, because up until 10 amos, it's still considered just a pesach, yasu mikan chashuv pirtza, but more than 10 amos is considered a real breach, v'tzarech listo melasa tzuras ha-pesach, b'makom hazeh, so you either need to rebuild that wall or make a tzuras ha-pesach, where there's a breach of larger than 10 amos. Aser eli imkein, so we said that it's going to be aser, unless the pirtza was less than 3 tvachim, di'afagav du'pachs me'aser amos mikri pesach, because even though less than 10 amos is called a pesach, over here, what we're concerned about is that if you have a breach right near the front of the mavoi, people might start using that breach instead of using the entranceway of the mavoi, because it will be a shortcut. And therefore, the lechi or kora is not doing you any good, because no one's going through the area where the lechi or the kora is. And this breach doesn't have the status of a Pesach HaMavoi. Pachos Mishlosha Tfachim, but if the breach itself is less than 3 Tfachim, then obviously it's fine to Chashuv Kesasim, because then it's considered to be totally closed off. Sif Beis, Nifrats Mitzido Shelo Klape Rosho. Let's say there's a breach on the side wall, but it's not all the way toward the front of the Mavoi, it's somewhere in the middle of the Mavoi. Shi'uro Be'eser. Then the Shir is, that is up to 10 Amos. Afilu Lo Nishtayir Min HaKosel Be'Yisod. Even if the wall is raised down all the way to the ground in the place where the breach is, as long as it's less than 10 amos, it's fine. But it also has another criteria, that it has to be something, an area that people can't just easily walk over from one side to the other. Avali baki barabim, but if people walk over from one side to the other, afilu lo nifrats rak arba'a tvachim, then even if the pirtza is only 4 tvachim, tzarech lesakno sham, you need to make a tikkun where that pirtza, where that 4 tefach pirtza is. Says the Mishabura, nifrats mitzido, haynu delo nifrats samach l'rosho, el bifnim imenu, meaning in this case we're talking about where the pirtza is not toward the front of the mavoi, it's somewhere in the middle of the mavoi. Vim kein kasha dahinu dina de sefal din shtayr pasar ba tvachim. But wait a second, isn't that exactly the din we just had in Sif Aleph, that if you have more than 4 tvachim of solid wall at the front of the mavoi and then the pirtza, so isn't that exactly what this case is, that the pirtza is somewhere in the middle of the mavoi, it's not all the way at the front? V'lamalam mechaber lemahadiv lemisni, why does the mechaber have to say it again? V'tirtzu achronim, so the achronim explained the sif ze inu el prato perusha shel adin arishon, that ein achinami, this sif is qualifying the previous sif. The kol shenishar pas arba'a b'rosho, havi nifrat shelo klapei rosho, that any time you have a 4 tefach Pirtza, not a fourth tefach of pirtza. Anytime you still have four tefachim of wall toward the front of the mavoi, on the side wall toward the front of the mavoi, so that's considered to be that the pirtza is not at the front of the mavoi, that it's in the middle of the mavoi. Umishum seifa nakte, and we're mentioning this for the second half of what we're going to say. Vahavi kilu amr b'siv beis, it's as if siv beis says, tahadamin b'siv alvdim im nishar pasar ba motor adesar amos, that which we just said in siv aleph, that as long as you have four tefachim of side wall on the at the front of the mavoi, then a pirtza of up to 10 amos is acceptable. Hainu afilu lo nishar min hakosel b'yisod klum. That means even if the wall is raised to the ground in the area where the pirtza is, umilo shari alehechid l'baki barabim, but it has to be an area where people cannot trample right over. Siv katan zayin shalo klape rosho v'adin kashinifrats b'rosho mamish. The same would be true, by the way, if the pirtza was in the front of the mavoi mamish, meaning on the open side of the mavoi where they have the lechi okora. Meaning the case could be that you have a mavi that's fully enclosed on three sides, and a little bit of the fourth side is enclosed as well. And the tikkun of the mavoi in the opened part of the fourth side is with the lechi orokara, which closes the breach on the fourth side. And then a pirtza develops in the area of on the fourth side that's closed in. So up until 10 amos, that's fine. As long as you have more omid than parutz on that fourth side where it's supposed to be built up. V'yesh omrim, and some say dahacha sheyesh pirtza beruach revius binat sheyamunach hakorah dafka al kaslei amavi mekatze lakatze, that when there's a pirtza on the fourth side, meaning the open side of the mavoi, then you need the korah to go from one side wall to the other side wall, from one end to the other. Aval rov ha'acharim eskimu demash emunach al makom ha'omid ha'nishar kilo emunach al kosel ha'mavoi degam zeh shayich la'mavoi. However, most achronim say not that way, that the korah only needs to go over the original opening of the mavoi, so it doesn't have to go all the way to the other side wall. Umashi yesh pirtza b'natayim, the fact that there's a pirtza right now in the built-up part of the fourth side, nisbatel gabei ha'omed, that becomes batel to the part that's built up. V'adinim osa sham lechi dai ve'in tzarech lechi samach l'bayis. And the truth is, a lechi would work also, and the lechi does not need to be right near the bayis. Afilu lo nishtayir, so we said, even if you the wall is grazed, is raised all the way to the ground, Ratzalomar ve'ein ikuv lavor derechos makom. So there's nothing stopping you from walking right over it, right over where the pirtza is, because the wall's gone. Afilu achilo gazrinu mishum dilma shafki pischarabba va'eli derechos makom batal pesach gadol. That we're not going to make a gzeira that instead of using the major Pesach of the Mavui, they might come to use that Pesach of the Mavui. But that's only if Delobaki Barabim, that it's not an area where people could easily trample. Pirish Ayamakom Etuna, from Makulkal Batit, it's full of mud or gross on the other side. Vein Darach Rabim Lavar Bosa Mechitza. So people aren't going to walk over an area where it leads you into a muddy, gross area. Vekol Shkenim Nishtayru Minakosel Beyesod, Shlosh Arba Tvachim Gova Al Pnei Kol Pirtza. And the other way you can have something that prevents people from walking over is if the wall still has something left to it. If the wall wasn't raised all the way to the ground, if the wall still has three or four tefachim of height to it in the makom ha'pirtza. Avali baki, but if people can just walk right through it, deshuvin unikra pesach rak derech harabim, then it ceases to be a pesach and instead becomes just a public thoroughfare. V'nei b'siv gimel mavor delin yuchatzer tamid shir pirtzasu ba'asara afilu baki barabim, that in siv gimel we're going to see that when it comes to a chatzer, the shir of a pirtza is asara, I think it means asara tfachim, even if baki barabim, even if people trample over it. Umistapik hamagin avram delfim adam vor b'sim shin samakim sivchav bahagat mavor shalanu din chatzeres yesh lahem. But wait a second, when you put two and two together, all of our mavuos have a din of a chatzer. So after gamlin is a din chatzeres yesh lahem. So maybe legabi this din, it also has a din of a chatzer. Vuadin biram mukafes choma v'nifrats b'chamatz a pirtza ba'arba atzvachim baki barabim. And same would be true about a city that's surrounded by a wall, and there's a breach in the wall of four tfachim, and people can trample right over that breach. Im gamlin zeh yeshel din chatzar. Maybe it has a din of a chatzar. V'siyim di yeshel hachmir. He says that maybe we should be machmir about such a thing. However, the Beis Meir says, no, our mavoi is a mavoi legabe these halachos. So tzorich letakno sham, haynu shem matenu me'arbat fach, moshe yasa sham tzurusa pesach. How are you masaking the pirza on the side wall if it's baki barabim, if people trample all over it? So either you make the pirza smaller than four tfachim, or you make a tzuras ha-pesach where the pirza is. So what we learned tonight is in Sif Aleph we said that if you have if one of the side walls of the mavui is breached, so if there's still four tfachim of wall that remains, then it's mutter as long as the pirza is less than 10 amos. But if there's less than four tfachim of wall that remains at the front of the mavui, then it's going to be aser unless the pirza is less than three tfachim. And then in Siv Beis we said that in the case where the side wall is breached and you do have four tfachim of wall remaining toward the front of the mavoi, and as long as the breach is less than 10 amos, it's fine, provided it's lo baki barabim, provided that people aren't able to trample over it. How do you achieve lo baki barabim, that people aren't able to trample over it? One of two ways. Either there's still some of the wall left, you have three or four tfachim of wall off the ground still remaining there, or there's mud and garbage on the other side where no one's going to walk over it because you're not walking into anything that is pleasant to walk into. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with at least beginning of Si'if Gimel. Tomorrow we'll be at a wedding, so stay tuned for the time and place. Everyone have a wonderful evening.